how do you balance the professional and the personal aspects of your life on these sites?
So one of the theories, thoughts, and approaches that folks have around this is that LinkedIn is the primary avenue for where you put all your workplace stuff.
So that's business.
That's business.
Which is what they're designed for.
That's what they're designed for. And also understand that if you don't have a LinkedIn account, you need to get one. Recruiters actively look for that. And it shows a picture of you. And so naturally, you want that to be a professional picture. Now, let's take that idea of picture and portrait and let's transition that over into Facebook or other social media outlets. You have to be careful on the kinds of picture that you use on your Facebook account because recruiters look there too. So my friends, they all say, yep, we not only do we go to LinkedIn, then we go to Facebook because we want to see what they really say.
That's the real person on Facebook.
What they really do. Because when people go to Google and they search you, which they will, they're going to find your Facebook profile. Just be aware of the message that's sending.
Yeah, how much personality can you show on Facebook or on LinkedIn?
The day and age of privacy just is gone. It's not a question of can we have privacy. It's a question of how much privacy are we willing to give up. Some folks' general school of thought is, I don't share anything on Facebook. I don't use it. Because I know one day employers are going to see it. Other folks
can
say,
you afford to do that these days?
I don't know if you can. I don't know. Other folks, like myself, say, you know, I use Facebook and I use LinkedIn, but I tend to use the same voice in both of those. I'm not a different person. And then there are other folks that like to keep Facebook very small, very intimate, just a handful of their closest friends and family. And then they can kind of feel free to say whatever they want to say. But I'm just sharing with you that the folks in circles that I know, they say we can get into anybody's Facebook account, see what they write and say.
Social networks can really be powerful tools in your career. I mean, what do you need to keep off of those profile pages?
I think that anything that you put on there that could be polarizing, just be careful. Politics in particular would be one. It either attracts or repels.
Does this go back to that old saying, don't talk about politics, religion?
Religion is an interesting one. I'm glad you brought that up because there's more and more of a desire for people to find a way to integrate faith and work. So often I'll see people that say, you know, they'll say, I'm Catholic, and they'll put on Catholic networks and groups on their LinkedIn profile. That actually can help them versus hurt them because it shows they're also committed in that part of their life. It doesn't turn people off in a way like the old adage might say.
Brandon Smith is our resident expert about work and career issues, and he writes a blog on our website. What are you writing about this week, Brandon?
This whole month is all about the desire for more inspiration in our lives.
So you can read about that and a whole lot more at gpb.org. We'll see you next time, Brandon.
Always my pleasure, Joshua.